many things make me wonder. If I say that you are good, still you're better than the best. And if I say that you are kind, so many people are kind. And if I say that you are beautiful, I said it so many times to my wife. There's no such to your understanding. Your ways are past finding. You are beyond description, Lord. You are more than what people say. You are more than what people say.
You are more than what people say.
You are more than what people say.
You are more than what people say.
You are,
you are beyond description.
You,
you are more than what people say.
Yes, you are.
Hello, good afternoon. You're welcome to the prayer experience. I see the Lord high and lifted up. The train of his robe fills the temple, and the angel cry, holy, holy, holy. When you hear that anthem, you know it is time to pray. I want to say a special thank you to Peter Israel Peters, who's allowed us to use his music for that opening and closing montage. Thank you, Pastor Peter. God bless you greatly. And a happy birthday to your son who marked another birthday today. To God be the glory. We continue to pray for you and your family at this time, that it will be a wonderful time of God's blessing and increase. On that note, I want to welcome you to the prayer experience. You know the drill. Share this video every day. We want to bring more people in to pray. The more intercessors on this channel, the better it is for the kingdom of God. You know, someone once said, the more prayer in the world, the less the forces of evil and darkness against good and righteousness. The more the merrier, the more the powerful intercessors. And please also, we'd like you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Daily Talks Media. Network. If you're on YouTube, look for the subscription button and subscribe. Also, if you're live with us, connect with us, leave your prayer request, praise report, and your comments. And there's the prayer experience hotline there. Okay, over with the pleasantries. Let's get into Thanksgiving proper. In Psalm 34, verse 7 to verse 9, it says, "The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them." He's talking about you and I. We fear the Lord. What does he say fear? It's not the fear of a rattlesnake or an evil fear. It's talking about the worshipful and reverential fear of the Lord, the honor and the respect and the worship that our heart brings to the Lord. That's the fear of the Lord he's talking about. It says, "The angel of the Lord encamps around them that fear him and delivers them." They're not there to just sightsee and see what's going on planet Earth. They're here to deliver us. It says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good." And then it says, "Blessed is that man," and that woman, of course, "who takes refuge in him. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints, for those who fear him have no lack whatsoever." And I want us to thank these two verses of scriptures. They are packed with items for Thanksgiving. I want you to just glorify God in your heart and give thanks to the Lord and just thank him for the ministering spirits that he has released over our lives. Hebrews 1:14 says, "Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who are heirs of salvation?" They're there on our behalf, invisible forces working on our behalf. Lord, we thank you today. Thank you because you never leave us nor forsake us. Thank you because your word says that those who fear you will not lack anything, will not lack any good thing. And yet we might face one or two challenges here and there, but we're conscious of the fact that you're always there with us. And we give you all the honor and the praise in Jesus' mighty and precious name. We've given thanks. Amen. Let's look at the inspired word. And our inspired word today is taken from Matthew chapter 6. It's a bit of a long read, but I'm not going to say much because the Bible speaks for itself in this verse of scripture. I want to encourage us about our Heavenly Father who cares for us. And, you know, get rid of that depression. Get rid of that anxiety. Get rid of that care. Get rid of that worry. Get rid of that trepidation, the uncertainty you feel. Get rid of it. You have a Heavenly Father who cares for you. Let's read the scripture together if you can. It said, "Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow, nor reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your Heavenly Father feeds them." Food for thought. "Are you not more value? Are you not of more value than they?" And then it says, "And which of you, by being anxious," in other words, it doesn't produce any good thing, "can add a single hour of his span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, for they grow, they neither toil nor spin." Okay? "Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God, who clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is no more, thrown into the oven, then he says, will he not much more clothe you? Then he says, oh, you of little faith." Then he says, "Therefore, do not be anxious." As a result of this, consequently, therefore, do not be anxious. As a result of this, as a consequence of the things that I've spoken to you, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? Remember, it's not talking about don't plan, don't make arrangements, don't put things in place. That's not what he's saying there. He's talking about anxiety and worry and fear and every negativity that sometimes beclouds our mind, especially when it comes to meeting of our physical needs and the need of our loved ones and family members. And it is so easy in the world we live in, with all the things going on around us, the economic upheaval, the uncertainty of the economy that we find ourselves in, even in the Western world. And, you know, it is so easy that we allow our mind, remember it says take no thought. These things take place in the mind, in the thought realm, where we're thinking and we allow our mind to be full of anxiety and worry and fear. Where am I going to get my sustenance from? So when you talk about clothing and food and stuff, it's a representation of our personal need. The things we need, the things we desire, the plans we have for ourselves, the plans we have for our children. And we begin to think, will these things come to pass? Will I have enough in the bank to pay my rent? Will I have enough to be able to put food on the table? Will I, you know, he says, instead of doing that, talk to the Lord about it. You know, cast your cares upon the Lord. We have a heavenly Father who cares for us. He wants the best for us. He wants the best for our children. He wants the best for our family. For those of us who right now you feel a sense of hopelessness, a sense of, I'm not sure I can make it through 2024, be encouraged. What you need to do is lift your eyes to the Lord and ask of him, will you help me to trust you? I remember that man in the book of Matthew chapter 9 who came to the Lord with his son. And he says, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. And sometimes when you find yourself in a space where there's doubt and worry and fear, reach out your hands to the Lord and say, God, help me. Help me get out of this. The sense of uncertainty, help me. Let's have a moment of reflection and just spend some time with the Lord. Spend a couple of moments with the Lord and just ask him to help you get rid of that fear in your heart, that worry in your heart, that anxiety in your heart, in that sense of uncertainty, that sense of hopelessness, in whatever area. Ask him to help you. He says, casting all your cares upon the Lord because he cares for you. Father, we thank you at this time because you're able, more than able, to meet every need, to supply every need, to provide for every need. And Lord, we worry so much because in many ways we're human and our minds can only think so far and our eyes can only see so far. And we can only know so far, but with you on our side, we know we've got the unlimited power of God available. We know we've got your omnipotence at work on our behalf. We also know that we've got the help that and the helpers that you've sent, the ministering spirits that you've sent to help us through in our journey of life. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I want us to pray for the body of Christ, capacity to trust in the Lord. And Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6 say, trust in the Lord with all your heart. It says, and do not lean on your own understanding. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight or make straight your path. I want us to pray for our brothers and sisters within the body of Christ, across the world, the church, your local church, the church community, in your nation, Christians, brothers and sisters, men and women. I want us to pray for them. Many find it very difficult to trust the Lord in this day and age. Just going to pray for the capacity to trust God. If God says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, that's an instruction. That's a command. You know, it won't come as second nature or even third nature for us to do that. Our first nature is to trust in the sense realm, trust in the things we can see, feel, and touch. But God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And that's where we find it difficult. How can I ignore all the information I'm getting into the sense realm and just by faith trust God? That's difficult to do. But we're going to pray because he has put his spirit within us. The Holy Spirit lives within us. He is our helper. He's our comforter. He's our counselor. He's our advocate. He's our strengthener. He's our intercessor. And he's our standby. He will help us. The Holy Spirit will help us to trust God. Can we pray for the church? Pray for the body of Christ right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we just stand in intercession on behalf of our brothers and sisters within the body of Christ, within the church, that Lord, for those whose faith is failing them, just like you prayed for Peter, he said, Peter, Peter, I've prayed for you that your faith will not fail. The enemies come to sift you like wheat, chaff before the wind. I want to pray, Father, that those who are right now standing on unstable ground, those who are right now standing on the ground of unbelief, standing on the ground of fear, standing at that point of almost giving up, of losing the will to go on, that you will strengthen them, that you will give them that capacity to trust you. We pray in the name of Jesus for those who are dealing with serious financial issues, people who are dealing with serious health conditions, people who are dealing with serious relationship, marital situations, that Lord, will you give them the capacity to trust you, to hold on to you in the midst of the storm, in the midst of the wave, in the midst of all the uncertainties around them, that you will strengthen them. For those who feel alone and they feel that there's nobody for them, that you will give them a sense of your presence, that you will never leave them nor forsake them. They will know that they are not alone. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Will you encourage them in the mighty name of Jesus? Thank you, Lord. We pray for our local churches, church leaders, people within the church, that, Lord, you continue to strengthen us from within by your spirit. In the name of Jesus, amen. Praise God. I want us to pray for those who are not yet saved, repentance and salvation. Right now, you know somebody in your family, you know somebody in your workplace, you know somebody within your circle of influence who is not yet saved. This is the time for us to pray for them. You know, I love that scripture that says, what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? In John chapter 8, verse 12, again, Jesus spoke to them saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me, he will not walk in darkness, but he will have the light of life. Isn't that amazing? That Jesus said, when you follow me, you come out of darkness, you come into my marvelous light. And so many are walking in darkness because the God of this world, he's also the prince of darkness, and he likes to keep people in the dark. And I want us to pray that their eyes be open to know this Jesus as Savior and as Lord. Can we pray that right now? If you know people, mention their name and just pray over their lives, pray over their heart, pray over their minds, pray over their spiritual eyes. Lord, that you will open their eyes, that they might see We pray for uncles and aunties and cousins and brothers and sisters and parents and grandparents and children. Lord, we pray for everyone within our circle of influence. Pray for everyone within our family structure, our friends, work colleague, the places where we work, people that we know right now are lost in the valley of darkness. That Lord Jesus, will you bring them out of that valley of darkness? Bring them into your marvelous light. Bring them into your marvelous light. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we remove the blindfold of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you will set them free to be able to see the light, to see your plan, to see your purposes for their lives, even at this time, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Give us also the boldness and the courage when we have the opportunity to preach the gospel and to speak to people about the Lord. And as we speak to them over dinner, over a meal, over a cup of coffee, or on the minibus, or wherever we find ourselves, in a transport system, in the train, at home, on the park, you know, wherever, that we will see people around us as mission field, opportunities to speak to people about the Lord. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. I want us to pray for specifically for Iran, you know, a group of Iranians who come to our local church last Sunday said to me, please, can you remember us in your prayers? Things are difficult right now for Christians. It's always been difficult for Christians in Iran. He said, but it's more and more difficult to, especially if you were of another faith, and then you come into Christianity in Iran, you're persecuted much more than now. That's happening more than it used to be. And they said, please, can you pray? And I just want to spend some time to pray. And please, can you join me specifically? I know this may apply to other nations, but specifically to pray for the nation of Iran. The Bible says, so for royal power belongs to the Lord. He rules over the nations. To pray that God will intervene, especially on behalf of his people, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I want to lift up Christians in Iran before you, especially those who have come to faith newly, those who have just newly come to accept Jesus as Lord and Savior in Iran. We're told that Iran is one of the fastest growing underground church environment where lots and lots of people come into Jesus. But the persecution has also increased. Lord, we pray that you will give help to your people. You will give comfort to your people. You will give strength to your people. You will make a way for your people. We also pray for their persecutors, the people who persecute Christians in those places, that, Lord, you will touch their heart, that they will find you, they will know you, they will change from their wicked ways and turn to you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We also pray for other countries like Syria, Afghanistan, Iraq, Kuwait, UAE, Yemen, Saudi Arabia, China, Japan, North Korea. We pray for some of these countries, Mozambique, Morocco, Egypt. Lord, in the name of Jesus, in these places, Lord, will you secure your people? Will you secure your people? Release your angels on their behalf and protect them and guide them and keep them. And Lord, put your hand upon them at this time, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We have to finish very quickly. Let's pray healing prayers. This is the time if you need us to agree together in prayer concerning your health or somebody else's health. Why don't you put that on the comment section and we'll pray together. The Bible says where two or three are gathered together, even though it's virtual, it said, there I am in the midst of them. Because there's no distance in the realm of the spirit. In Mark 2:12, I love that. It says, and he talked about that man, the paralytic, who was led down through the roof with a rope by four of his friends. And Jesus spoke to him, and he rose and immediately picked up his bed and went out before them all, so that they were all amazed. Everybody was amazed and glorified God, saying, "We never saw anything like this." One translation says, "Never seen anything in this fashion before." I just want us to pray that as many as need God's healing power, he will come true for them, that people around them, family members, friends, will look at it and say, "Wow, God be praised. We've never seen it like this before." Can we pray together? Let's pray together. If you see people's prayer requests in the comment section, please pray. Let's agree together in prayer and trust God for his healing grace. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we do trust you right now for your healing grace. We trust you that you will come true for your people. You will intervene on behalf of your people. Lord, we come against the spirit of cancer. We come against the spirit of infirmity. Come against the spirit of sickness. Come against the spirit of disease. We come against all of these attacks against mankind's health. You know, we're seeing lots and lots of people unwell with different symptoms. But Jesus, you've given us that antidote, which is in your blood. And we plead the blood of Jesus over every life. And Lord, bone diseases will be healed. Brain diseases will be healed. Blood diseases will be healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Bring a healing and a cure to physical ailment, to spiritual ailment in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you because we believe we receive in Jesus' mighty name. Let's give thanks to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you because you always hear us. Every single time when we come to pray, you always hear our prayer. And we give you thanks for that in Jesus' name. We also want to thank every one of you who's been part of this half an hour prayer devotional. Thank you for being with us today. Really, really appreciate you. And we pray God's blessing upon your life. We're going to be back again tomorrow. Can I say, please subscribe to our free audio podcast. Don't miss out on this podcast. We have about more than 1,000 podcast recordings. They've been listened to by different people across the world more than 10,000 times in the last 4 years. That's absolutely amazing. Just the audio podcast alone, that in itself, we just give God praise for that, what he's doing in the lives of people across the world. We'll be back tomorrow. It's a Wednesday. And in here in the United Kingdom, it's 1 p.m. Please make sure you join with us and invite somebody along. Get your family together and let's pray together tomorrow at 1 p.m. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Cry, holy, the cry, holy.